Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome back. Silver and Black today, an Odyssey original podcast. Scott Gilbranson and Mo Moten with you here. Appreciate you guys being with us. And one of the things that Mo and I always talk about is just the remarkable nature of Raider Nation, of the fans and the people that make up Raider Nation. And we have Murph on our show from Raiders Fan Radio. Of course, he's involved with the One Raider One Foundation and what they do for the Fred Biletnikoff Foundation. We talked to him about that in the post game. But there's lots of other things going on out there, Mo, and I'm really excited to bring on this gentleman as well as we look at other things happening in the community. And so we bring in now Josh Kamenite. Josh Kamenite is with Raider Dad. He founded Raider Dad just a month ago. I mean, this thing has taken off like you would not believe. And the organization's purpose is to help inspire the kids of Raider Nation, help kids dealing with tough obstacles and challenges in their life, take them to a game, get them out, let them escape a little reality a little bit. But I'm going to let Josh tell you about it. Josh, thanks for being with us here on Silver and Black today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. That's right. We just started a month. We weren't really sure the type of impact, you know, in response that we were going to get. But within a month already, we've already been able to families with the opportunity to join us at the first preseason game with the Vikings. So some really cool stuff going on so far.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the game coming up on Saturday that you bring in the families to, and the tailgate you're going to have out in Lot J as well. But let's start with kind of the genesis of this. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what gave you this idea? Obviously, being a Raiders fan and knowing how strong Raider Nation supports each other, you figured you'd get the support. But tell us a little bit about why.
I have my own season tickets to create a tradition like the old school way of going to the game with your son for dinner. Some people just do that, or, you know, multiple games a year. And what I was seeing when I was taking my son, you know, he wasn't really understanding football at the time. He's picked up the game, and you just see the liking with the Raiders. You know, when we were driving by the stadium now, he's asking, you know, when are we going to the game? You know, when's the next? Just see the impact with my son, and I realized that a lot of kids don't really have this opportunity because, you know, kid, if you have, you know, two other kids, it's a lot of money for to provide for your family. And this was just came up with to give back to the kids. And at the same time, you know, we're building up the younger generation of Raider Nation. So that's where you can see it started on a Facebook page and it just took off. So it's some great stuff so far.
So Josh, just as you mentioned, you just started a month ago. Now, usually with things like this, it's usually not one person doing everything. So I don't want to assume, but is it a one-man army or do you have a team behind you doing this? Like, how is it being put together behind the scenes?
So initially, I just created a Facebook page and I came across the lady and her husband, and she owned them. Her name's Stella, and Stella Lakely, and she just gravitated to, you know, the idea in the parade, and she's been on top of everything. So she's actually helping me provide the tailgate aspect of this. Kept going, you know, I'm getting people calling me every day, messaging me, like, how can I help? You know, what are you guys planning on doing to turn this into a legit organization? This is no longer just a Facebook group, a kind gesture. Like, this is has legs to it, and who knows, you know, what it's going to lead to in, you know, regular season games.
Yeah, and it's amazing because I know we just heard this week that Allegiant Stadium to go see a Raider game is third or fourth, I think, most expensive in the NFL. So it goes to your point about, hey, if you got a family, it's going to be hard to get kids out there. And Mo, even we were talking before the show, and Mo, where he grew up in New York City, you know, it was difficult. It was hard to get to a game, almost impossible for a lot of people. And for a lot of kids today, it is as well. That side of it's one thing, but then the whole idea of, you know, kids that are facing challenges and they just need a break. And this gives them an opportunity to, you know, experience something where they get to see their heroes, the guys that they watch every Sunday. Tell us a little bit about that and what kind of kids are you dealing with there with the organization and what they're doing?
So initially, we didn't have good connections with like nonprofit organizations. So we basically just let people bring nominations to us, you know, whether it was a friend, a coworker, or just somebody they knew on Facebook. They would nominate a kid, they would bring them to me, I would set up an interview, you know, we would discuss some things and, you know, see, you know, what some of these kids are dealing with, whether it was a, you know, something going on in their home life or medical condition. But we also wanted to, you know, expanded a little bit, you know, whether it was a kid doing something good in the community. We're real big into youth organizations and athletics, so those are the type of things that we're looking at. Even some type of bullying we're trying to get along in, you know, to protect against it. So those are the kind of things you're going to see August the 14th.
Speaking of the kids, I just wanted to touch on a story that kind of got me choked up as I was reading it on your Facebook page. I just want you to share the story about the incident with Devonta Adams throwing a ball to, I believe it was Benny, on her birthday, and I believe an adult took the ball, and there was just an outpouring of help within the Raider Nation community. And me and Scott are up here a lot, and we talk about how sometimes we get the angry part of social media. But just talk about that story, about the positives effect, and how you changed that girl's day and kind of turned a negative into a positive.
So this is where I love Raider Dad, because when you look at the Raiders, you look at bigger organizations, they don't really, I mean, like, they have a connection with the fans, but for me, I have a connection with a fan base that, you know, connected to their Facebooks, their Instagrams. I'm able to catch the story before it even goes mainstream to the news, the Raiders at times, or somebody can bring the story to me. So I was actually out of town and I came across it and I was following it. When I got back to my hotel room, I reached out to this lady because I, you know, I'm familiar with her parents, and, you know, I talk to them every so often, and I knew she was real big into what I started a month ago. And I wanted this, you know, because there's always two sides of the story. She tells me, you know, it's her birthday. She went to training camp all excited. Devonta Adams actually tossed the ball to her, and unfortunately she wasn't able to catch it. And, the guy took the ball, and, you know, I mean, it, you know, I guess it's understandable, but, like, you know, the kid's birthday, it was going to her, but, you know, she was really upset. And I told her, like, I have a Hunter Renfrow autograph photo that I want to give to your daughter. You know, there's no, you know, recognition or anything. You can say it's from you. We're just trying to, you know, change this moment for your daughter. And, you know, she it went on to Twitter. The Raiders got involved in it. She got a ball from Derek Carr, And, you know, then she ended up on the news and, you know, gave us a shout out. So, you know, we appreciate that. But that's not what it was for, you know. We were just trying to help this girl out.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, and that's the thing, doing the right thing, which is what your organization is about, too. And I think that, you know, I've had that experience with the Raiders, actually. Mo and I know somebody who had an issue, and we let the Raiders know about it, and they took care of it. My good friend Brian passed away, lifelong Raider fan. They sent a letter to his funeral, crediting him with being a Raider fan, and condolences to his family. So the organization has been great, and will do those types of things, because that, you're right, that relationship between them and the fans is just a different one than other ones. There are other teams do great things with their fans, don't get me wrong. It's just a different thing. But Josh, too, the other thing I wanted to mention with this is the fact that so much of what this has been is you wrangling folks, PSL holders, season ticket holders who are giving up their seats for this game. Talk about the response that you've had from those folks. That's, you know, I know it's preseason right now, and you might even have opportunity during the regular season, but that's expensive seats. And the fact that these people are willing to step up and do that shows, again, Raider Nation supporting Raider Nation.
Yeah, for me, you just really see what, you know, how close Raider Nation can be, and how if you have a, you know, something good to rally around, everybody's getting involved. You know, I know a lot of PSL holders and fans in general. And as soon as I brought it to them, you know, I was expecting maybe 2 to 4 families be helped for the whole year. But within a week or two, we're talking 20, 30. Now we're at 46 families coming
46.
August
wow.
of going. And, you know, I acknowledge this couldn't have been done, you know, only me. It's not like I'm providing 46 on my own. There's a lot of help that goes into this. It's just remarkable where we're at already, and you know where this can go. I think it's crazy to me.
Josh, tell me where people, if they want to go, they go to the Facebook group, right? If they want to donate, if they want to be involved, if they want to come out and support you in Lot J on Saturday, is that what they need to do?
So anybody that wants to get involved, first, all we're asking the people, you know, get the word out, because once we get the word out, we're going to be, there's the number of families that we can help is just unlimited at this point. And we do accept donations for tickets. We do have some platforms set up if you would like to, you know, gift a child another experience with Venmo, Cash App, other platforms like that. But we're just asking everybody, come see it for yourself. You know, it's great to read about it and, you know, see different things on our social media platforms. But when you're there, we're inviting everybody, come out, see it live for yourself, and you can see the impact, you know, that we're already having and what's about to happen.
That's awesome. Josh Kamenite with Raider Dad. Make sure you go check out the Facebook group there. Join up, help out. And Josh, we'll check back with you. We anything we can do, anytime you want to send us information about what you're doing, you know, Mo and I are down, and we're going to help you guys because we believe strongly in what you're doing. And kudos to you and everyone else who's helping for getting this thing up and going so fast, and for helping out the kids of Raider Nation. Developing that next generation of Raider Nation is huge. Kudos to all of you guys.
Thank you for having us. Hopefully you can join us someday.
Absolutely. We would love that.
Absolutely.
All right. There you go. Josh Kamenite, Raider Dad. Check out the Facebook page. That is just killer, Mo. I mean, amazing in a month. That just goes to show you the power of the community. And I always talk about Raider Nation, not as a fan base, but as a culture and a true family community. And this, again, proves that.
Absolutely. And that's why I brought the whole social media aspect of this, because as I said, sometimes we don't get the best of social media when we're online because of our jobs and our careers, but it goes to show that there are still good people out there doing great things. And Josh Kamenite is one of those people, and I support him in that J-Lot takeover. And I hope he's able to take a bunch more families to these games, because as I said too, I didn't have those opportunities as a kid. So to see someone else do it in another community, it's a great thing.
It is. And if you're out there and you're a PSL holder, season ticket holder, if you have tickets to a game that you're not going to use, you know, again, get in touch with Josh via that Facebook page and help out Raider Dad. Pretty killer stuff. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to close out the show learning how Mo might just not be the fantasy dynasty builder that everybody thinks he is. Or maybe he is. I don't know. We'll take a look. We'll review the grades of the draft. We'll talk trash to one another as Kelly Kreiner jumps in and joins us as well. All right, we're going to step aside. Silver and Black Today podcast here on the Odyssey Network. Don't go anywhere.